Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank God for allowing me to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time last evening, those of you that were able to go out and to different church services and masses that you attended, and I know that God met you there. Those of you that wasn't able and fortunate to go out to your designated church, I just want you to know that you are welcome here at the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Where the move of the Lord is going on. I just want to thank all of my loyal and faithful listeners that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. I just want to thank you from the depths of my very soul. And you know, God tell us that he blesses a cheerful giver. And so I know that God is going to bless you. Whatever you rendered unto God, may it be your time or your talent. Hallelujah. May it be monetary value. Whatever you render unto God, God is going to bless you back. So I just want to take this podium to say thank you once again to all of my listeners. I want to welcome all of you to the Old Ship of Zion on this morning. I want to welcome my guests. I want to welcome my friends, my colleagues, Kinship Family, and Kingdom Congressional Assembly. I want you to know that you're welcome. I have the chat room up, and it's open, and it's available for your sitting as well as your listening pleasure. And I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. I'm scheduled to be with you an hour and a half. That's if the Lord says the same, we will keep it on schedule. And so I want to take this opportunity to just send condolences out to those of you that might have lost loved ones in the last 72, hallelujah, may have been the last 48, last 24, last 12, last 5, 30 minutes ago, even moments ago, those of you that have lost a loved one, we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. You might be bodily alone, but spiritually, we are spiritually connected and we are spiritually inclined. And God has men and women all around this planet Earth that are praying with you and praying for you, that God will restore your joy once again and bring back restoration unto your heart and soul. So just know that when you only saw two set of footprints, verses 4, that's when God carried you. And I mean spiritually, because God is a spirit. So God spiritually carried you. And I want you to be encouraged on this morning. Know that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. All right, we're going to move along into our opening prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together, together, God, in unity once again, around the spectrum, Father God. For you said when you left that you went away to prepare a place for us. And when you return, you would come again and to receive us unto yourself. And Father God, we will continue moving on upward in your will and in your way. Till that time is upon us, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, coming from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every individual that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let God people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to bring aboard all your digital devices, for you know we're living in a digital world, and digital is the way. So you can bring all your digital gadgets, may it be your smartphone, your iPhone, your tablet, your computer, anything digital, you can bring it aboard. Even those that still are using your paperback Bible, that's still in. I still use my paperback Bible myself. So you are welcome to bring whatever digital gadgets that you feel deem necessary. You can bring your latte, your OJ, your chip and your dip, and whatever you want to sip. And just allow me to minister the divine word of God unto your ear on this morning. And without any further ado, we're going to take you right now. This is not a pre-recording, but this is, hallelujah, a live church worship experience. So I just want you to get close to your digital radio dial. Hallelujah. And those of you that may not know where you tune, you are tuned to Blog Talk Radio. This program is the Old Ship of Zion. Yours truly, Overseer Janice Ward. And so if you have any prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program, you would be prompted when to call in. We call it our dial-up studio prayer request line. And that number to call in and speak to the host is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. So right now, we're going to carry you on into a live church service. All right, our sermon entitled on this morning is Say the Word. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. Our today's sermon entitled Say the Word. And we'll read our first key scripture, and it reads like this. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 14 and 3. All right, we're going to move on to our second key scripture. And it reads this. Hallelujah. It says, who will deliver me from this body of death? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 7 and 24. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, we're going to move right along to our third key scripture, and it reads this. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Jeremiah. Let me turn this down just a little bit because I want you to hear me versus them. That key scripture again is Jeremiah 33 and 6. All right, so now we're going to read. We got two more key scriptures in which to read. And so we're going to read the next one, and it reads this. It says that you were perfect in your ways till iniquity was found in you. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ezekiel 28 and 15. Hallelujah. And I'm so sorry that I didn't get to put up scripture, but hopefully I can include that, a little bit later. So, hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God for being here. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this podium. And we just thank God for every single thing that he does in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, sermon once again is say the word. And you know, people seldom use the word sin anymore. And when we do, sometimes we say we shove inappropriate behaviors. We show that. Or we made a tactical error or even a mistake. We may even say, I have done a bad thing. Hallelujah. Let me get my lighting because I can't see without proper lighting. And so we may even say, I have done a bad thing. It seems as if people have come to believe in their own innate goodness, that we do so in spite of overwhelming physical and spiritual evidence to the contrary. Hallelujah. And it says that we know that unbelievable atrocities have been endured in many countries, such as Bosnia and Rwanda. Who can forget the killing field in Cambodia? And what about the millions of unborn babies killed in the U.S. in the name of convenience? Find out that evil has not dropped off the face of the earth. Jesus, hallelujah, as followers of Jesus, we must steadfastly resist the effort of our world to minimize the reality of sin. We must agree with God that there is none who does good. No, not one. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 14 and 3. You see, recognizing the sin of nations is easier than admitting our own personal sin. But we need to confess the specific sins we commit against our holy God. If we say that we have not sinned, the Bible tells us we have made him a liar, and his word is not in us. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 John 1 and 10. But God tells us, he says, to call your sins sin and confess it to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, bless your holy name. If we would know God's power to heal and cleanse us from within, we must acknowledge where we're wrong and confessing our sin as sin. We know that Jesus' blood cleanse any sin. But we know that it's powerless to forgive an excuse. So that means to continue on in your sins, excuse after excuse, will not make it right. You have to admit that you have done wrong and ask God for forgiveness right there, right then on the spot, and God will forgive you and remember it anymore. Hallelujah. But we must confess our sin. The Bible says that he is just to forgive us of our sin. And we find out that in today's world, it just seems like the people are doing absolutely positively whatever they want to do. You know, they're going inside of the church cathedral and the church temples and the mosques and all the different places of worship. And they just turned the church out to be a podium for sinful dancing, sinful nature, sinful acts. You know, your boobs are out, your buttocks is out. You know, you're sitting up in there with beer, booze, and wine, and you think that you're going to heaven. But that's farthest from the truth as it can be. Because the Bible says you got to come from among you and be separated, says the Lord. We know that darkness and light cannot walk hand in hand. You either is going to love God or you're going to love Lucifer. God is a God of holiness, and Satan is a God of death. Hallelujah. His MO, and that is motive of operation, is to steal, kill, and to destroy. You might say, kill what, overseer? Kill your life. Take your life, your joy, your happiness. He's a home wrecker. He'd rather for you to be in divorce court than to try to salvage your marriage. The vow that you made before God and man is to death do you part. But now we let money rule us. We let the kids interfere. You know, we let friends interfere. We let family interfere. Instead of going to God with your problem, we know that God is the problem solver. You don't have a problem that God cannot handle. God will be a lawyer in the courtroom. He'll be a doctor in the sick room. He'll be a physician even in the hospital wing. God can be a sister for you. God can be a brother for you. God can be a mother for you. And God can be a father for you. Not only a spiritual father, but God can be a father that can take that natural father's place, that absent father, that absent mother. God will be a mother for you. Those of us that's motherless on today, God will be a mother. Those of you that are fatherless on today, God will be a father for you. God will be everything that you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so, like I said, hallelujah, we're living in a society where people don't want to tell you the truth. They would rather just pat you on the back and tell you to do the best you can and to can your best. But I'm here to set the record straight. The Bible says, holiness without which no man or woman shall see God. So you got to be holy if you want to see God. You got to be baptized, and you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I didn't say it, but God said it. So I'm just a mimic of God. Whatever God say, I say. Hallelujah. I don't take away from God's word, neither do I add to God's word. but I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're living in a society where people don't want to tell you the truth because they feel like if they tell you the truth, that you're going to stop giving an offering pan or the offering basket. They feel like if they tell you the truth, you're going to stop paying your tithe. If they tell you the truth, then you're going to move, hallelujah, your membership to another congregation, to another church. But I'm here to set the record straight. God is going to get you if you don't tell the truth. God said, tell the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ to every man, woman, boy, or girl. You got to tell the truth if mother don't like it. You got to tell the truth if father don't like it. You got to tell the truth if grandfather don't like it. You got to tell the truth if grandmother don't like it. You got to tell the truth if Uncle Tom don't like it. You got to tell the truth if Aunt Jenny don't like it. You got to tell the truth. Because Jesus is the way. God said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. God said, if you come any other way, that you come as a thief and a robber. So you don't want to be labeled as a thief and a robber. Because we know that there will not be any thieves hanging around glory. There will not be any thieves around the kingdom of God. You will be off limits. There will be no thieves. There will not be any break-ins. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. People tell you, get out of my back. You're bugging me. You can't judge me. Only God can judge me. But see, that's just an excuse to keep from hearing the divine word of truth. But God said, holiness without no man or woman shall see God. That goes for every individual, including me. I am no exception to the rule. So if it's good for the gander, it's definitely good for the goose. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We can go back even in the Roman Emperor era where they saw torture as a legitimate way to put muscles and teeth into the laws. They were known to bind the body of a murderer victim to the back of his killer. Under penalty of death, no one was allowed to release the condemned criminal. We find out that this terrible practice calls to mind the word of the Apostle Paul in the law of Romans 7. It's as if he felt that something dead was strapped to him and accompanied him wherever he went. We find out again that as children of God, you and I and us, we long for purity and holiness. Yet at times we feel helpless, bound to the dead body of our flesh. Even though we are all new creatures in Christ, we know that the physical body itself is not evil. But we have the tendency to sin. It's always with us. This causes you and I to cry out with the apostle that said, who will deliver me from this body of death? Paul answered his own cry in chapter 8. He said that through the forgiveness of Christ, we are free from eternal condemnation. Then by the strength of the indwelling Holy Spirit, you are and I are empowered to do the will of God. Someday in heaven, these mortal bodies of yours and mine and ours will be redeemed. We are not hopeless bound by the flesh, praise God. Christ broke the power of sin. We can serve him in a newness of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know to overcome sin, we have to starve the old nature out. and feed the new. See, if we stay prayed up, we stay in God's word, that's the only way that you can keep your mind stayed on God. God said that I will keep those that minds are stayed on me in perfect peace. Your mind can't be in perfect peace or if you're lusting behind someone else's wife. Your mind cannot be in perfect peace if you're lusting after someone else's husband. If you're lusting after the pornographic pictures and pornographic films and videos, you can't have your mind on God. But if you stay in God's word, stand prayerful, occasionally fasting and seeking God's face, you will not be prone to sin as much as not. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. My sermon on this morning entitled, Say the Word. We are talking about sin. We are talking about confession. We are talking about admitting evil. Hallelujah. And you're tuned into the Old Shepherd Zion. And your sponsor is a producer of this program. It's Block Talk Radio. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And you are listening to a live worship experience. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so, one of our third key scriptures that we read earlier said that I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And that scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Jeremiah 33:6. So, you know, we can look back to the year of 1980. And it talks about Mount St. Helens that erupted. And it was noted as one of the greatest natural disasters of modern time. We are told that the top of the mountain was blown into an atmosphere and became a dark plum of polarized rocks, and it said it was 11 miles high, and at the same time, the avalanche of rocks and mud and ice swept down the mountain, destroying everything in its path, clogging rivers and stopping ships during the past quarter of a century. We're told that the U.S. government has spent over $1 billion on Mount Helens. Recovery, it was a long-term improvement of the area. Much of the engineering and construction work done by the U.S. Army Corps is unseen because it takes the form of flooding that will not happen, homes and communities that will not be destroyed, river traffic that will flow smoothly. In this process of recovery, we see a picture of God's forgiveness. We see a picture of God's healing for the disastrous result of our disobedience. We know that when God allowed his people to be taken captive by the Chaldeans, he promised, I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Jeremiah 33:6. We know that true spiritual recovery often takes time. But as you and I, we allow the Lord to clean up our lives, he can safeguard us against future failures. We know that events may sometimes touch yours and mine in our lives, but by God's grace, he can heal and restore and bring us restoration and reconstruction. Christ's cleansing power can remove the most stubborn stain of sin. And our sermon once again, is Say the Word. We are talking about sin, confessing your sin, admitting that you are sinned before God and ask his forgiveness. Admitting the evil that you are committing in this body before God. God will forgive you. All you have to do is admit that you have sinned before God and before man. You have to ask for forgiveness. And as fast as you ask God to forgive you, it's done. It's a done deal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we just thank God, hallelujah, for giving us this podium on today. Being able, hallelujah, to tell of God's goodness to the world, hallelujah. Being able to just share the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah. We just thank God because we know that God is so awesome. God is so wonderful, so merciful. We just thank Him for opening up a place where we can come and congregate in the beauty of holiness from around the world, from the comfort of your own home, your own castle, your own mansion, your own duplex, your own apartment, under the bridge, in your tent, wherever you might be, in your own ship vessel, on the mountaintop. God has made this possible that we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ to a dying and hungry world. It's up to you and I to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to win souls for the kingdom of God, so that God will have a bridegroom in which to come after. That's our job, is to preach holiness, holiness in its entirety and in its integrity. Is holiness or hell? You decide. You get to decide which one you want to choose. The Bible says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve, because you cannot serve them both. For you will love one and you will despise the other. So God tell us to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank God for everything that He has done in our lives and He's continually doing in the lives of His people. Those that are serving God and those that are not serving God. God do not take sides. God is a just God. God is a faithful God. And God said He's just and faithful to forgive you of all of your sins. All you have to do is acknowledge, hallelujah, that you are a sinner. That's all you got to do, is acknowledge, hallelujah, that you are a sinner. And God, hallelujah, will forgive you, like I said, all of your sins, and He will put them into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, we just thank God. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to share the goodness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. And we give your name the praise, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep on because we're going to try to wrap this up because we know that time is of an essence. So once again, our sermon entitled, Say the Word. We're talking about sin. We're talking about confessing our sin, admitting that we have sinned. This immortality that has taken center stage in our heart and in our soul. We know that God is a deliverer. God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. And he can deliver us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, he can. God can deliver us from whatever have us bound. God can deliver us. Yes, he can. And God can make us whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Oh, we just thank you, God. We just thank you. And we give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor. Hallelujah. I just like to share a little quick story with you if I can. And we're going to read this key scripture, though. It says that the Gentiles, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, their conscience also bearing witness. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 2 and 14 down to the 15th verse. So we're told that one of Shakespeare's most intriguing characters was Lady Macbeth. We're told that she had heard a prophecy that her husband would become king. She would convince him to assassinate the reigning monarch. When the bloody deed was done, Macbeth was conscience-stricken. His wife rebuked his squeamishness and helped him cover up the crime. We're told that her husband was crowned king, but that wasn't the end of the story. We're told that Lady Macbeth initially resolved. She turned to remorse. She grew mentally unstable and couldn't stop washing her hands. And was told that, she said, will these hands ever be clean? And finally, the guilt drove Macbeth to suicide. So we find out that guilt is an emotion. And that emotion can weigh you and us down. Whenever we cross a moral boundary, all of us are capable of feeling guilty. When we violate the law of God written in our heart, Romans 2 and 14 through 15 says if we continue to sin willfully, however, we will dull out our conscience. So we know that Macbeth provided us with a good reminder of a biblical principle. Whatever we sow, we will certainly reap. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, Galatians 6 and 7 through 8. When we feel temptation, we need to listen to our conscience, not try to silence it. It's far better to avoid committing an act we will later regret than to live with the conscience. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're told that long ago in the heavenly places, an angel fell into spiritual piracy. His name was Lucifer, the cherub who stood in the radiant glory of God. That scripture is coming out of the law of Ezekiel 28 and 11 through 15. But we're told that his own self-love replaced love for his creator. Desiring to be like the Most High, He led a rebellious and was casted out of heaven. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Isaiah 14 and 12 through 15. Even in today's world, he and his henchmen are doing whatever they can to the commander, the lives of human beings. Even so, we don't need to be afraid, because Satan is a dangerous enemy. But we know that Jesus sealed his ultimate faith when he rose from the dead, when he has given you and I everything we need to do to withstand his evil attacks. In the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18, we know that this world with devil's feel should threaten to undo you and I. We will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. He who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. So before ending, I hope and I pray. I said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Make your correspondence attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. I'm going to open the lines of the Studio Dallas Prayer Request Line at this time. You're welcome to call in if you have any prayer petitions. Now is the time to call in with your prayer requests. And the old ship of Zion, your host and moderator, Overseer Ward, will touch and agree that God will answer your prayer petition. Hallelujah. And bring it to fruition. So, we're going to give you a few more minutes to call in. You can call in. The number to call in is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. 3074. And we want to also, once again, welcome all of you, our guests, our friends, business colleagues, kinship family, and Kingdom Congressional Assembly. We thank God for you, you, and you that patronize this program on today. And may God richly bless you and keep you, is my solemn prayer. All right, if there will not be any prayer petitions on this morning, we're going to go into our second phase of our program. That is the Hymns of Zion. That is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. You are encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your spiritual wheel, because he is people friendly. So once again, till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Hallelujah. So I want you just to be encouraged and know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. With you momentarily. I'm having a little difficulty. Oh, my God. Nothing but the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God to heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to try one more time. If I can't get it to resolved, then I'm just going to end the program. I don't have 20 minutes left. So I'm going to see what happened. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what's going on with this thing. It never did that. But you know, anything mechanical can happen. It can stall or do whatever it will. But if it does, then that we're just going to end the program right here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. What's wrong with this thing? Just started that. All right, well, we're going to end it here. May God bless you. Till we meet again. Bye for now.